Welcome to the RTI Activity Series.
Dear parents and caregivers, we hope you are doing well and that you are having a positive day. Today's Peyton activity has the title Feelings Flower and the Healing Garden. The materials needed for this activity are water, sand, wooden sticks or small branches, and tree leaves. This activity can get messy, so you may want to cover your clothes and any indoor surfaces and do it on large plates or plastic bags or do it outside. This activity will help you and your children to identify and express your feelings while you also connect to the nature. Play is an effective way to help children explore and share their feelings and experiences, which in turn can have a great impact on their self-confidence, self-awareness, and ability to develop relationships. To implement this activity for ages from 0 to 12 years old, please follow the following steps. Invite your children to sit by your side and make sure that you have enough space and privacy for this activity. Tell your children that you are going to play and speak with each other. Try to come to an agreement that whatever you share will not be communicated to anybody else. It will be a secret. Mix the water and the sand to create some mud. Spend some time on this and encourage your children to fully involve themselves without worrying about getting dirty. Encourage them to touch the mud, to make it soft or firm, to focus on how it feels in their hands, to look at the colors, and if they want, to see how it smells. When the mud is ready, start by creating mud flowers using the sticks and the leaves. The flowers can have any form or shape because you are their creators. Tell your children that each flower represents a feeling of yours. So, encourage them to connect to how they feel in the moment and to create a flower that represents this exact feeling they're holding. Provide examples to your children to help them understand the process. For instance, you may say, "Today, I do not feel well rested because last night I did not sleep well. Therefore, I will create a sleepy flower." Create 2 or 3 flowers each. After you have finished, spend some time talking about the flowers you each one created and what they represent. If someone does not want to share about their flower, let them know this is absolutely fine and they do not have to share. Take your flowers and place them in a safe place. This can either be a place inside your residence or somewhere outside. This place will be your healing garden. Spend some together thinking about what will these flowers grow to become? For example, perhaps the sleepy flower will get some good sleep in the healing garden and grow to be powerful, rested, and positive. If it is possible, keep these flowers for longer than a day and pretend to water them every now and then. Whenever you water them, start the conversation with your children about how these feeling flowers have developed. If your children are too young to follow all these steps, focus more on the sensorial part of creating the flowers and naming them. You could ask questions such as, "Is the flower smiling? Is the flower crying?" etc. We hope you like this activity and that you will find it a useful resource. We wish you a pleasant day. With love, the Beitna team.